May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Psalm 89, verse 14. It says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, and loving kindness and truth go before you. The first part of that verse and the second part seems like a contradiction. It's whenever you hear the word justice connected to God, you think of someone who's a perfectionist and who's judging people and giving people what they deserve, justice. We think of that. But most of the time in Scripture, when it refers to God's justice in here, it's talking about God giving the enemy what the enemy deserves. You know, it says in the Scripture in Romans chapter 5 that this is the demonstration of love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then again, it says the classic Scripture from John 3, says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God doesn't hate sinners. God hates what sin has done to humanity. That's what the Lord came to do. He didn't just come to pay for sin. He came to set people free from the effects of the fall and the destruction of the enemy. And God's justice, Jesus came to make things right. And that's why he was constantly preaching the kingdom of heaven being here and then kicking out the kingdom of darkness. 1 John 5:19 says the whole world lies under the power of the evil one, under his dominion. And Christ came to remove that, to put the stop to that, to expose that, establish the kingdom of God, the reign of the kingdom of heaven. It says, because he says here that righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne, and loving kindness and truth go before him. Those can't contradict each other. And God's throne, the place from which he judges and exercises dominion, is a place of justice. And the place where he's carrying out justice more than any place is towards the enemy, towards the evil one, who's caused such destruction to that which God loves so much. And you don't have to turn there, but in Revelation, the first chapter, in the description of Jesus there with eyes like fire. And I think that the eyes like fire are a beautiful description of the passion that God has in his heart for humanity. Most of the time when you see fire in Scripture, it's not about judgment, it's about the passion of God's heart. The degree, the elevated degree from which he loves, how passionately and fiercely he loves. But I also do believe it carries the idea of justice, that he has fire in his eyes, because if justice is what I've described to you, his intention of making things right, of carrying out justice against the enemy, then his passionate love is also going to can carry the desire to see the enemy pay for what he's done to human beings. And so for Jesus to have eyes like fire is because Jesus is also driven out of his love for us to set us free from the clutches of sin and Satan. Now, all that, I wanted to read this verse to you, these verses, knowing that righteousness and justice were the foundation of his throne, loving kindness and truth go before him. This is Luke 18. Now he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was a certain city, in a certain city, a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. And there was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me legal protection for my opponent. And for a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection, lest by continually coming she wears me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now compare that to, here's one who didn't love God and didn't fear men, but he gave in to this widow's request because she was wearing him out. Now contrast that to God, who loves us, who gave his own son for us. How shall not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry out to him day and night? And he will delay, and will he delay long over them? Now hear his heart. I tell you that he will bring about justice for them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? This is, the Lord has spoken this about this year being the year of prayer, and in that it being a year of encounter. And one of the things that we're learning that God's sort of doubling down and reinforcing in us to understand is that why prayer is relevant is because God has chosen to partner with us in exercising dominion on the earth. Again, God has chosen to partner with us in exercising his dominion on the earth. It's part of our training. We talked about this some yesterday. As overcomers who will rule and reign with him as his bride forever. Forever. And that's one of the cool things about prayer is that I get to partner with God. We've talked about this before, that God invites me to reimagine the world with him in prayer. To see things as God sees them when they're made right. In my own personal life, in the world around me, and in reimagining the world with him, and then through prayer, partnering with him to see that world changed, so that his will in heaven be done on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So reimagining the world from heaven's perspective, and then praying for the manifestation for that to happen. And again, why does God do it that way? That's just what God has chosen to do, to use us. God's plan has always been to exercise dominion on the earth through a people who love him and who are totally dependent on him, even in their weakness and fallenness. And here we have God's desire is not reluctant to bring about justice. When I see somebody and I pray for them for healing, for me that's about justice. And I see the eyes of Jesus on fire to see things made right from heaven's perspective. When I pray for someone who's depressed, or I minister to them who's depressed, or somebody who's in bondage to some sin, whatever it might be. Again, I want to see them with the eyes of fire. In my union with Christ, I want my eyes to burn with love for that person and to see things made right in that person's life. And knowing that because I'm in Christ, I carry the authority of heaven to release the reality of heaven into that person's life and that situation. That's amazing to me. But part of the deal is what? Prayer. A guy named A.J. Gordon wrote a book about prayer many years ago, and I get this part, this quote probably wrong, but he says, you can't do anything without prayer, but until you pray, you can't do anything, but if you hadn't prayed, you can't do anything. There are things to do after you pray, but you can't do any of them until you prayed. It's just God's ways. And so here you see him talking about praying. He says, how shall not God bring about justice for his elect who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long? No, he will bring about justice for them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So the crying out here is not a begging of a God who's reluctant. It's the crying out of faith. Crying out with the eyes of fire, burning with a holy desperation in agreement with God's will for justice to come. One of the things, I got in late today, but one of the things I did, there's an app you can read testimonies from all over the world. I was just reading a lot of testimonies of people getting healed, club feet and kids being healed, people cancers disappearing, you know, on job sites, all this kind of cool stuff. And just prompting me to pray, believing that's justice. That's God's justice. And I know that God's looking for a people. He equates a people who cry out to him day and night as faith. When God comes, will he find faith on the earth? People who cry out to him day and night, not overcoming reluctance, because he says he's on go. He's like, he will speedily come. But he's chosen to work in partnership with us, our faith and prayer. Now, I don't have to understand that, but that really blows my mind. It makes me want to pray. It makes me want to act. You know, justice also has action to it. That's part of the deal. So I pray, and then I go. You pray, then you go prove. You pray, then you go act like you believe what you've been praying for and release the justice of God. Because justice and righteousness is the foundation of God's throne. Making things right is the foundation from which God reigns and rules. And we get to participate in that in prayer. And because God's like, I'm just waiting speedily. I want to go speedily. You have to overcome my reluctance. I'm ready. I've got my Nikes on. I'm ready to go. I'm just waiting for you. Again, this tells me what? We keep waiting for God to show up. God keeps waiting for us to show up. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.